Hey, greetings. This is Jim at DontParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, bringing you a unbiblical teacher's testing moment. The title today, Mark Bullen, Living Faith Christian Fellowship. Is he programming you? Yeah, we have known about Mark Bullen. He is the lone ruling bishop of a body in Brookfield, Missouri. And while they have many things biblical that we would agree with, there's also various troubling signs coming out of this body. If you go to DontParish.com and you look on our Unbiblical Teachers blog, you will find an extensive article about Mark Bullen, over 20 points of why he's unbiblical. But it just keeps getting worse. He posts his sermons online, so I've been listening to his sermons and testing them to God's Word because we're concerned for people. We love those people, and we want to see truth and repentance come in its fullness there. And in his one of his recent sermons, 684, I believe it is, sermon 684, Mark, in a 57-minute sermon, used the word program 53 times. 53 times. Program, 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 program. You see how redundant that is? Mark believes that you must be in a program like his body, one lording over bishop, controlling. That's not what God's Word teaches at all, okay? And then I learned in one of his books, and we cover it all in our articles, we document it. In one of his books, he actually talked about that the New Testament body is where sanctification and the brainwashing takes place. This is troubling stuff. Men lording over men that have to abuse words that are non-biblical, have to drive home and scare people. He teaches if you leave his biblical body, if you're outside his biblical body, you will not find salvation. These things are troubling and concerning. Yes, God ordained true church order, the body of Christ. I don't like that word, church. Yes, God desires people to gather. Yes, there's leadership. I'm not against leadership. I've never been arrested. I pay my taxes. I obey all the rules. I'm not against authority. Multiple elders was the rule in God's true New Testament body, not one lording over bishop, which is really a Roman Catholic model, then kept it with the modern pastor through the murderous teachings of Martin Luther, and Mark Bullen is keeping those same traditions today. So go to those resources, test your modern pastor. Mark comes from independent Baptist background. They are the worst that I've ever met for their modern pastor lording over. I've had them tell me, if you're not in an independent Baptist body, you're not truly a Christian. This is heresy. This is a lie. We go through point by point and document all of these issues with Mark Bullen at Living Faith Christian Fellowship in love. This is about truth. It's about defending God's word. This is about warning people, don't move there without knowing the full truth. Don't move there unless you're discerning. And I would say if you are discerning, you won't be moving there. And you shouldn't be moving anywhere. Stand. Be a Christian right where you are. God has called you if you're a believer in Christ. God has made you able. God gives you the resources. In the book of 1 John, it tells us we need no one to teach us. Now, if you have other men that are godly, of course you take their counsel and their teaching. Who wouldn't? Not men that are lording over. Not men that are usurping authority. Jesus warned against that in Matthew 20. Peter warned against that in 1 Peter 5. So go to our resources. Please check that out. This is why we do it. We don't sell anything. We don't make any money. I'm not a bishop. I'm not striving to be a elder. I'm a man proclaiming God's truth to the masses, trying to get people to discern all things so that they can walk in spirit and truth, John 4:24, and not be led astray by wolves and false teachers lording over power-hungry men that have come in, just like Paul warned and Christ warned would happen in the last days. So go to our resources, DontParish.com. Go to our Unbiblical Teachers blog. You can read about Mark Bullen there, and we're continuing doing a series and detailed teaching on all the points against him. Go to our Spirit and Truth blog, hundreds of articles to help you in the faith, starting with the true biblical gospel. Make sure you're truly in Christ. Go to John 4:24 audio. Hundreds of audios, if you like listening, to instruct you in the Word of God and out of false man-made ways. So, thanks for listening. What a glorious thing to be able to do. Proclaim God's truth, warn true sheep against wolves, and glorify God, just as we're called to do. You go out and have a glorious day. Till next time, may God be praised.